You're listening to The Takeout.
In podcast land, God, we love you. This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. Steve Shigaris is with me. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Major.
Our guest, Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader, the most significant member of the House of Representatives, yet to be at the Takeout podcast microphones. Kevin McCarthy, we thank you.
I should get like two signatures for that.
You do. You can take as many Takeout podcast stickers
I don't know,
you as
have
you
400
want. Distribute
to mail out.
Them liberally. Probably the only thing you'll ever do liberally in your entire life. But distribute the Takeout podcast stickers there liberally. Kevin McCarthy, we have three threshold questions for the Takeout.
You know, I always ask questions when I do dinner.
Yeah. One of the most important books in your life, it can be the most influential, one of your favorite movies or all-time favorite movie, and if you're on a long drive or a long flight, what music are you most likely to listen to?
Does it matter which order I take those?
No, it does not.
Well, if you go most influential, just in the faith, it is the Bible, but books that I read, I know you're going to say you can't
no,
do that.
No, we give ample and just respect to all religious texts in that context, but we like one.
I got you. I know that. If I go in the short time frame, because I read all the time, I love Good to Great. I don't know if you ever read it. Getting the right people on the bus. You can have a lot of great people, but how do you make a system work within here? I love nonfiction. I love the founding fathers. They call the founding brothers. What he wrote within there tells you a lot of short stories of what created the country. Favorite movie is going to be Braveheart.
Okay.
I'll tell you my favorite line because you guys like movies too.
We do.
Okay, William Wallace, after their first battle, they win. So they're down into the pub, and they're all trying to divvy up the land, right? And Wallace starts walking up, and he's on the staircase walking out. They look and they say, "Why are you leaving?" He says, "You think these people exist to provide you with possessions. I think your possessions exist to provide these people with freedom." I think that's probably the most powerful line that transforms everywhere else. Music that I'd listen to, I go to the 80s, and normal U2 is my favorite band.
Another U2 reference.
So what I do...
No disrespect. It's just amazing how many U2 references
and it's bipartisan.
We get. Bipartisan. Mm-hmm. Across party lines, across ideological spectrums, no band is mentioned more frequently on this podcast than U2.
And that's scientific.
Well, we have
okay.
We have nearly 50 episodes.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
And I guarantee you, U2 is at least 10 or 11.
Okay, now this is my question. Now, I do this at
all
my
dinners. Only one Imagine Dragons.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
So these were
the RNC chairwoman.
These are my questions.
Don't hold it against
that
her.
When I have dinner. You tell me your first concert, and tell me three people you'd have dinner with, living or dead.
My first concert, interestingly, was George Carlin.
Really? Where?
In San Diego.
All right, where's yours?
It was Peter Gabriel. In Worcester, Massachusetts, and I won the tickets calling in on the radio.
On the radio.
Mine was Johnny Cash, Bakersfield. Okay, three people you'd have dinner with, living or dead.
Wow. Living or dead. Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Mahatma Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, and Truman Capote.
Okay.
Wow. Three, living or dead. Well, Bill Belichick's going to be up there. I'm a huge New England Patriots fan. I just find the guy fascinating.
Have you ever had dinner with him?
No, I met him once briefly at one of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I don't know.
He's right up there with
Mahatma. Was he wearing a hoodie?
He was not wearing a hoodie.
He's right up there with Mahatma Gandhi.
It was a formal hoodie.
Okay, go ahead.
And he cut
there's
the sleeves off his tuxedo.
No,
it was very
answer.
Weird.
No wrong answer.
I got to come up with three, huh? Let's
no
see.
Judging.
What
pressure's
just
on.
Your head.
Tick,
come on. Whoever.
Tick,
you want to have dinner
tick,
with.
Tick. Pressure's on. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Bill Belichick.
Of all the people in the world, living or dead, Bill Belichick is the only one you want to have dinner
with. Don't get nervous, Steve.
Very nervous.
That was well played. Well played.
Let's
do it one more time.
Okay, let's do it.
Do it one more time. I want to hear it one more
time.
Don't
get nervous, Steve.
There we go.
Thank you. Edward R. Murrow.
Okay.
Right? Edward R. Murrow?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sure. All right.
Talk
one more.
To him. Oh, we've got a third one. Let's see. I don't know. Who makes me laugh? Gary Shandling. He's dead. But
yeah. Okay.
Gary Shandling was a guy.
That's all fine.
Gary Shandling was a guy
I
loved watching growing up, and I think he'd be fascinating.
All right, go.
That's good. Me, Abraham Lincoln, King David, and Martin Luther King.
Belichick and Shandling not on that list, by the way.
Sometimes I throw Elvis in there too.
Right, sure.
But you know, okay, this is what I take from it, and I'll do this in all different groups, business people. It tells me your age and where you grew up based upon your concert. Right, first thing. Your three people, a couple different things happen. Most men never pick a woman, and a woman always picks a woman within there. It tells me your interests, right? Like. Some people will pick Tesla or somebody else. They're into inventions or they're from
right.
Somebody will pick
Einstein or something
like that. The founders of our country is usually the most selected, or picking entertainment. You know, it's what your interest is, and you don't know it because I don't give you the opportunity, but it's what you're driving, you know? And lots of people will go back and pick a grandparent that had passed. And what's interesting at times, pick that grandparent not at an older age, but at your current age, mm-hmm. right? So that right. advice or that wisdom. But
those are all good answers.
So your
I wish
first
I thought
concert?
Of those.
Johnny Cash, Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Orchestra pit, yeah.
What year?
It's 1979. 1980.
And what motivated you?
To go to Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
It was a concert. I love the Man in Black.
Okay. Right? You were already a fan. Huge
oh,
fan.
Yeah. That's a
formative years. Jackson. Music, Johnny Cash, what else?
Pretty much country western.
Country
really? Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Merle Haggard.
I went to the same high
Hank
school
Williams?
Merle Haggard, and I graduated for him. Yeah.
Hank Williams?
Yeah.
More than junior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very big dividing line for country music fans. I think I much prefer. I'm not a big country music guy at all.
Country music
I do
always
have
tells
deep
a
respect
story.
For Hank Williams, much less so for the music stylings of Hank Williams Jr.
You don't like the Monday Night Football theme?
No, I do not.
Who does, by the way? Anyway,
do people still watch it?
Apparently not. Apparently this week was in the ratings.
Well, are the ratings down really 9%?
Yes, but I think we're not anticipating an NFL dissection conversation, but I think
I know you love football.
This guy hasn't watched football this year because his San Diego Chargers left San
moved,
Diego.
Bing,
moved
touchdown.
To an, no.
Boom, boom.
They moved to Los Angeles. Therefore, they're the Los Angeles Chargers, not recognizable anymore to me. They're the Voldemort of the NFL. Okay, just right out the team that must not be named. That's where I am on the Chargers.
Where is the love?
No. You left my hometown. 55 years in San Diego.
When did you leave your hometown,
but should
Major?
People not watch you? You left your hometown, too.
Right.
I'm still in my hometown.
Wait a minute. You're saying I should have been a journalist in San Diego my entire life?
San Diego Union
Tribune.
That's right.
A great newspaper.
Didn't LA Times buy it? Or who?
The Union Tribune.
Papa Doug sold it, right?
No one's interested in this, but I tried for a job 3 times at the Union Tribune, and they never hired me until I got to Washington and was working for U.S. News and World Report, and they called me and said, hey, would you like a job? I said, you had 3 chances when I was much younger, and you didn't
Someone
take any of them.
Still chafed by this.
Exactly.
Still chafed.
Just like the whole show Anchorman, based in San Diego. That
San Diego.
San Diego, yes.
Founded by the Germans, and that's
hey,
it.
Stay classy.
That's as always. You've been
Great
listening to,
it.
And wow, you dug this one. I know you have dug
it. Well, it's I got
special.
A signature.
There you go. Bye-bye.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari and Katiana Krachenko. CBSN production by Alex Zuckerman and Eric Susanen. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com. The Takeout is a production of CBS News Radio.
He's a nice person, Steve.